Welcome to Heart Centered by Rizzo Holistic. My name is Joanna Rizzo, and I work as a holistic health coach, healer, and yoga teacher. And I'm the founder of Rizzo Holistic, a company that offers services corporately and privately, both online and on-site from Stockholm, Sweden. This is a self-development podcast to help you heal, evolve, and expand your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual abilities. I'm convinced that we're all capable of creating the life that we want to live and that it all starts from within ourselves. If you're looking to explore what more there is to yourself and this life, improve your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health, and find the unlimited power that is within you, you have come to the right place. My goal with this podcast is to give you the tools, inspiration, and guidance to help you help yourself to navigate your heart-centered, unique spiritual path that we all call life. So thank you for sharing a little part of your journey here with me. Without further ado, let's flow into today's episode. Hi everyone, and welcome to a new era of Heart Centered by Rizzo Holistic. I've been gone for weeks, months now, and I'll explain why in just a minute. But it is definitely a new era, not because it's a new year, simply because in 2023, I had a complete rebirth. And that rebirth on an inner level, so to say, was wrapped up on December 8th. And since then, I've had to rest. And I just got back to creating, and it's creating from a place of excitement and authenticity. And I'm just so excited to create this episode and all the other creations that I posted on Instagram these past couple of days, this past week as well. I've done short recaps on Instagram, both on posts and stories of what has been going on in my life, but I will do a bigger wrap-up of 2023 here today, but also a prediction of 2024, which is a very, very interesting year that, yes, it can take some turns, but we have interesting astrology this year. And just like last year's astrology, we can see themes throughout what can happen throughout the year. And I think that's very exciting to see, especially in the end of this year, how much of this is actually correct and not, based on the astrology that we know about. So, first of all, 2023, what a year. I know a lot of people can agree with me on that. It was a massive year, especially a massive year for inner work, spiritual awakenings, just growth in general. And in numerology, it was a year 7, which is a year of introspection, inner work, spiritual awakenings, all of that. It's a very spiritual year. And I know a lot of people have gone through spiritual awakenings, dark night of the soul, just waking up to some type of, let's say, complicated world, and seeing through the veil of illusions that we are living in. And I was no exception when it came to another spiritual awakening, which was for me the biggest and most profound experience of my entire life. But it was not just one experience. It was not one awakening. It was 4. And that's why really I want to share this, because this goes hand in hand with the work that I do, which is kind of funny that I work as a holistic coach, which means that I work with the physical body. I work with the mind, with the mental health, with the emotions, with the emotional health, but also the energetic and spiritual health as well, because we are working on these four different planes. And I also got a lesson in that throughout 2023, as I, in the beginning, meaning March, because let's be honest, the new year starts. The new year starts in March, end March. That's when we're beginning, or I'm beginning, new projects every year, whether I like it or not, because I really follow nature. And now, until the, I think it's the 19th of March, we're in winter season. We're supposed to rest. We're supposed to integrate what happened this past year. And then when spring starts to come around the corner, that's when we start new things, new projects, new whatever it might be. And that's what I did last year as well. As always, these past couple of years, I follow nature. And I started the year, the natural year, the year of nature, the astrological new year, with a massive spiritual awakening through a ceremony. And that was a slap in the face, for sure, because I began last year with asking for inner peace, authenticity, abundance, and not through a lens of striving, but through a lens of what is standing in between me and this. And what I realized was that I'm the only one standing in between me and all of these things that I want more of. And I know that we hear this a lot, but to realize it and to hear all of these things that I'm telling myself that are not true, but that are true to my subconscious, it was mind-opening, for sure. To realize that no one else is standing in between me and who I am, for real, like my real authenticity, my energy. And then the integration of that spiritual awakening followed through the next 8-9 months. And that meant an emotional integration, a mental integration. And what I had forgotten when I went through all of this was that it's also a physical integration. And that's what I experienced in November and the beginning of December last year, 2023, which meant that I just took, like, I just cut off all social media, basically all contact with the outer world. And went completely inwards for a physical rebirth as well. And I know some people will not be able to resonate with this. Some people will. All awakenings are unique and individual. So I'm not saying that this is the only way in which to have spiritual awakenings. But I know for sure, and I've known this for a while, that we need to integrate, especially spiritual awakenings that comes through different sources. We need to integrate them on a emotional, mental, and physical level as well before they are fully completed and integrated into our system. And then this will, in extension, these awakenings will flow out into our physical world as well, which I believe also opens up for like an integration of a physical level. And that's what I have ahead of me, which feels a little bit scary, because I know that it might mean a lot of changes in my external world, in my physical world. But I'll keep you posted about that and what happens throughout this year. I think also these past, or these upcoming 2 years, since Saturn is still in Pisces, and I have my Saturn in Pisces as well. And why I talk about Saturn is because I begun my Saturn return at the end of March last year. And the most intense part of my Saturn return ended on December 8th. And that's when the physical integration ended for me. Like, physically ended for me, which was... I was not surprised, but it was so beautiful to see how the physical world correlated with my astrology. And I was in one way not surprised at all, but also in awe of how perfectly orchestrated once again this world is. So that's in short my 2023, a massive rebirth that has also brought massive insights and profound knowledge, where I have found purpose. Not purpose in my external world, but purpose within myself. Within my own existence, I have found the meaning of life for me, which does not have to be the same for you. But I have realized that I am simply here to exist in my authentic frequency and energy, and to follow a path of enjoyment and pleasure that doesn't mean bypassing uncomfortable feelings or emotions or situations, but simply meeting everything in the present moment. And the path of most enjoyment and pleasure is sometimes just sitting with yourself in compassion of pain, of any challenges that might arise. So to start to live this life now, which I have been prepared for, I've been preparing for it for these past 6 years. If I would have not prepared for this for 6 years, I don't think I would have managed last year the way that I did. And I'm just so happy that I made it to this point. But if you would have talked to me 2 months ago, or 4 months ago, or 5 months ago, I would have said that this was the worst experience of my life, because it was so challenging. It was basically the universe telling me that I've been on this path that was not right for me, and I've been on that path for years. And to change that path, she had to rip me up by my roots and place me on another path. And that hurts. It really does hurt, because there is a grieving process of the past you. And that doesn't mean that I'm not me still, because I always have this core of me being me. But it was ripping away all of these things that doesn't serve me. All of these limiting beliefs and paths of the ego. And that is difficult to realize, to sit with, and to accept that I have been misled by myself. And for the universe to be that harsh was fair. Saturn is especially known for being harsh but fair, and he was, for sure. And I'm grateful for that now, after I've been through this 9 month progress process and experience. And I'm so happy for this new area of my life, in which I'm very curious. I'm curious about life. I'm curious about life every day in which I wake up, because I have no idea what's coming for me. I have no idea what's going to happen and who I'm going to meet. And that's the thing about following a path of least resistance and most enjoyment, because I don't know what's going to give me enjoyment that day. It can be a new project. It can be just resting. It can be yoga. It can be whatever. It can be meeting friends and going out for a glass of wine. And that's fine. That's also one of the things that I realized, that there's nothing in particularly spiritual. Like, being sober is great, but it's not going to make you more spiritual. Being vegan or vegetarian, it's up to you, but it's not going to make you more spiritual. And I've come to the point where I'm not going to say no to life, but I'm going to allow my body to tell me what to eat, what to do, what I'm excited about. And that might be whatever, actually. Sometimes that might mean that I'm going to be sober for months. And sometimes that means that I'm going to go out and take 3 glasses of wine. And that's what I love about this new era of my life, that I'm not going to shame myself for doing certain things, because my relationship to my body now is so solid and so grounded, so profound, that I know that my body knows what's best for me. And I listen very carefully. And I try to not let my mind steer the way forward, but simply allowing my body to do that for me. And that means that I'm going to have to say no to a lot of things. I'm going to have to say no to things that are not socially acceptable. I'm going to have to say yes to things that are not socially acceptable, and so on and so forth. And that's what feels so exciting in a way. So that's kind of a prediction for my 2024. But now over to your or our 2024. Because astrologically, this is a very exciting year. These first 6-7 months of 2024, there's going to be a lot of forward motion. We have some slight retrogrades, but we don't have Venus in retrograde at all during 2024. And this means that this is a perfect year for love, both self-love, but also maybe finding a partner, finding new depth in your relationship that you're in. And that's exciting. I think that's a very, very exciting thing, that this is astrologically a year that opens up for more solid love and to really deepen the connection that we have to what we're in and what's coming for us. In the end of this year, we're going to see more retrogrades. Apart from Mercury being retrograde 3 times a year, we're going to have some more retrogrades in fall season, or end of the summer and fall season, which means that that's going to be more the time to retrospect inwards, to see we might be pulled back a little bit. Once again, just like 2023 was like filled with retrogrades, but the end of the year is going to be more like, okay, is this still working? So 2024 is going to be a year where we use everything that we learned in 2023 and we start acting on that. We start living according to that. And then at the end of the year, we're once again going to have a space to see, okay, is this still working, or do I have to make some minor changes? So that's the feeling of the retrogrades and the love. Apart from all of this, we have 2 major planets in play that is going to affect us collectively in 2024. First of all, we have Pluto that is in Aquarius. Right now, it's going to be in Aquarius for almost the entire year, except one little retrograde in the beginning of this upcoming fall. But last time Pluto was in Aquarius, this entire world changed. We had the Industrial Revolution, the American Revolution, and the beginning of the French Revolution. And I think a lot of people can feel into this, that we are building up to something that is very dark and very uncomfortable. And after this tiny retrograde back into Capricorn, in the end of, or in the beginning of fall, Pluto is going to stay in Aquarius until 2043. So what we have ahead of us is the beginning, I would say the beginning of the end of society as we know it. People have already woken up to this very dysfunctional society that we live in. That, and realizing that this system is thriving off people being slightly unhealthy all the time. Sick enough to be controlled and to be manipulated and to consume in the way that a lot of people consume, but healthy enough to work, healthy enough to function in the system, and sick enough to live by its rules. And as the world is waking up to this, people are going to get furious. This is not only going to happen. This is just like beginning in 2024. We're going to see a lot more. We've already seen a lot of demonstrations to what's happening in the world. That's probably going to continue. A lot of people are going to continue going through spiritual awakenings and waking up to this darkness of the world, which is not always comfortable. I would say not comfortable at all, and might bring a lot of anxiety and depression into those individuals and also on a collective level. Because as we wake up to the darkness, we have to see, or we see all the things that we've been living in, and that usually creates a lot of shame, a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety for the future. And I unfortunately believe that this might be a year in which we have to go deeper into darkness as a collective. But we're also with that darkness, because the darker things get, the more light you're going to be able to see. So in contrary to all of this, we're going to see major changes in some parts of the world and within ourselves. And I think that's what we're going to have to live for collectively, those like rays of light through this. Because as people wake up, yes, there's this backside of it, so to say, with the darkness and the depression and the shame and the anxiety, but there's also this birth of light, of wanting changes, of actually changing not only oneself, but seeing changes in the society as well. So I think we're in for major changes, especially these upcoming years, but it's going to be more obvious in 2024. The gap between the dark and the light will be more and more obvious, because you're going to be able to see it as two separate energies, one more controlling, and that's based off fear, that's based off shame, that's based off separation. And then you're going to see this other part that's based on unity and love. So through a lens of Pluto, I think it's going to be a very interesting year, in which I love, because collective changes is like the humanitarian Aquarian in me loves revolutions and rebellions, even though I know that this is going to be very harsh and tough. But also what's in play in this is Saturn still being in Pisces, which is all about taking accountability for your own spiritual journey. So it kind of goes hand in hand with this Pluto energy, because it's like going away from this busy for the busy sake. And not being responsible for others, but or holding others accountable, but rather holding yourself accountable and committing to yourself and going inwards. And this goes hand in hand with Pluto and Aquarius, because the only way in which this world is going to change is if you change. Like, nothing changes at New Year's at midnight unless you change. Nothing in your life is going to change unless you change. And having these two energies in play throughout 2024 and also 2025. So this is like long-term things. This is pushing us to take radical accountability for ourselves, our own lives, our own journeys. But it also pushes the collective in stepping forward and unite and stepping up towards injustices as healed people. So inner work results in outer changes. And I just love how astrology can like really help to push us in a certain direction, because we can already see like this happening, but we also have energies pushing in the exact same direction, which I think is so cool. So basically, and that's a no shit thing, 2024 is going to be what you make of it. What did you learn in 2023? And are you going to start to apply that, or are you going to have to continue the same lesson over and over again? And yes, this is a no shit type of thing, but I think it's more clear than ever. And especially with all of these planets and energies in place, if we don't learn, the lesson is going to be even harder. If we do apply the things that we learned, however, the rewards are going to be bigger than ever. Because 2024 is a year 8 in numerology, apart from all of this, which is a year of abundance and happiness and satisfaction, like inner satisfaction. And that's what this year can be. It's wired to be a year of all of these things, all of this abundance. But as always, astrology and numerology is not everything. It can help you on the way, but it's up to you to actually walk to like in that direction. Some people didn't feel any change like spiritually in 2023 at all, and that's fine. But it's all about like, how do you want to live? Do you decide to bypass and look away from the things that are calling you? Or do you decide to step right through it and right into it? And that's what 2024 is all about. The only way is through the comfortable, through the uncomfortable. You're going to be thriving, because this year is wired for that. But that means that we're going to have to do things that are different from what we're used to, what we did before. That shit's going to be uncomfortable. And that's the path of doing things differently, of starting anew, not exactly big projects anew right now, but taking from right now, especially like in the middle of winter, start to take those teeny tiny steps. Not starting the big projects, not sitting down and planning your entire year, but simply taking teeny tiny steps in the direction of which you learned in 2023. And then things are going to unfold for you, whether you like it or not. So I am incredibly excited for this year. I have an amazing feeling about this year. It's going to get challenging, like all years, and especially with this astrology going on. But I think it's going to be a year of so many blessings, when we get through things, when we meet ourselves, and when we start to unite and work together, help each other, see each other. And that's what makes me excited. And I'm so excited that you're on this journey with me, because this podcast, as I said, is having a kind of a new rebirth. I've rebranded and made a new cover for my podcast because it's more aligned with who I am right now. I will continue to address all of the things that I want to address, but I will probably be even less censored and more controversial. But I will, just like before, talk about the physical aspects, the mental aspects, the emotional aspects, and the spiritual aspects of health, of heart-centered health. Because I want to inspire people to find a holistic and heart-centered path of health and life and spirituality. Not this everything is perfect, love and light kind of thing, but finding your path, a path of fulfillment, a path that was made for you and give you the courage to walk that path. So I'm so excited for the year ahead of us. I'm so excited to be back here. And yeah, I wish you a beautiful, beautiful beginning of this magical year that we have ahead of us. I love you so much. Bye.